Imagine what the Super Bowl rivalry would be like if the Packers and Steelers lived across the street from one another. That's the situation with the White House, which is just across a small park from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington. The chamber and the Obama administration have been quite distant from one another politically, but today the president speaks to the chamber as he reaches out. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
The Chamber of Commerce says it's had policy battles with every president. Even Ronald Reagan didn't always see eye to eye with the business lobby. But the chamber's chief operating officer, David Chavarin, says sooner or later, every occupant of the White House finds a reason to come calling.
Probably every president in the last 100 years has walked across the park and spoken at the chamber at one point or another. Both of us just looking for the right opportunity, and it's a good time to be talking to the business community.
Last Friday's jobs report was a reminder that while the U.S. economy is on the mend, unemployment is still painfully high, and Mr. Obama needs help from the business community to turn that around. The new director of the president's National Economic Council, Gene Sperling, says Mr. Obama hopes to work with the chamber just as he worked with congressional Republicans to strike a deal on tax cuts and other issues late last year.
December really was a turning point. People see the president willing and able to work together to help get some things done that matter on the economy and jobs.
It was also in December that the president signed a free trade agreement with South Korea. The chamber played an important role in brokering that deal. Chavarin says that cooperation helped break the ice.
We've obviously had some big battles with the administration. This was an opportunity for us to work together, and it probably did help us look for other areas where we can work together.
Some of those other areas include boosting exports, improving the country's transportation network, and revamping the corporate tax code. Chavarin also praises some of the recent personnel changes in the administration. Mr. Obama named GE Chairman Jeffrey Immelt to head a new business advisory council. And the new White House Chief of Staff, Bill Daley, also speaks the language of business, having served as Midwest Chairman for J.P. Morgan Chase.
Certainly, Bill Daley is a very experienced guy, not only in politics, but also in business. There have been a number of other appointments where we feel we at least have somebody we can talk to, and that's got to help.
At a Bloomberg News breakfast last week, Daley said he'd heard the complaints from business people who regarded some of the president's rhetoric as unduly hostile. On the other hand, Daley said, some irresponsible business people had it coming.
Sometimes you have to pick on them. I mean, business community, and I was there in the financial service sector, one would have to be an idiot to think that they shouldn't have been slapped around a little for the excesses and the abuses that went on.
Both sides expect more fights between the White House and the chamber over regulations, including those to implement the new health care and financial laws the chamber fought so hard to stop last year. Mr. Obama has offered to roll back some regulations, but he's not likely to go as far as the chamber would like. On the whole, though, the president seems eager to hit the reset button with the business lobby, starting with today's speech. He offered a bit of a preview in his weekly radio address on Saturday.
And that's the message I'll be bringing to American business leaders at the Chamber of Commerce on Monday, that government and businesses have mutual responsibilities, and that if we fulfill these obligations together, it benefits us all. Our workers will succeed, our nation will prosper, and America will win the future in this century just like we did in the last.
We can expect to hear a lot more about winning the future together in today's speech, as Mr. Obama reaches out to a key potential partner in this new phase of his presidency. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.